I think about it a lot. We build these lexicons of ritual and behavior, which create a kind of hypnotic map of the country of us. That's my mirror estate and all the concepts of the undiscovered and unconscious country. In your case, think for a moment about hypnotic magnetism. The idea of a compass, and that compass points you to whatever will most serve your growth in hypnosis. Now, a compass is a fairly obvious fact. It is possible to ascertain what it shows you, simply by looking at your environs, or by knowing where north is. Same idea. You can see where you should go. You can sense where you should go. But a compass responds to magnetic fields. And normally, when you're just walking around, you're exposed to the ambient worldwide field, and the needle points in the right direction. And then there's the belt buckle effect. Magnets which are close to unsophisticated compasses can divert the needle, sending it astray, leading it pointing toward a large source of metal or a magnetized device, belt buckle, magnetic bracelet. And therefore, if you're trying to head south, you wouldn't know it, but the needle's pointing to you, so you would head blithely in some direction, while being truly misled. You're on the right track, however. That idea of a hypnotic, ambient magnetic field. That's how I interact with hypnosis. I have colored lights in my room, and each color means something different to my unconscious and aware gamesmanship. But also, it just feels like it's a hypnotic amplifier, guiding me, linking me, connecting me. The longer time goes on, the closer I am to that magnetized existence, being turned, not just gradually, but quickly, into, oh, I am hypnotic, and of course I am drawn toward the source of my hypnotic desire. Of course I am drawn toward being different. So for you, well, you're going to have a hypnotic space. And you might have a pendulum or a favorite file. That hypnotic compass in your mind, nudging you, pulling you, dragging your attention and awareness, similar to how your eyes slowly roam toward things when you are exposed to them. The longer you listen, the more your eyes drag aside. Toward a fixed point. Maybe it's the place you lay down to trance. Maybe it's another file. Maybe it's the next button on your phone because it's stog-filled with all sorts of hypnosis. But inside your brain is a kind of true north. And this could be assembled out of your earliest hypnotic experiences. So someone used to me might have listened to Night Night Pat and Siren's voice and files like this. Things which follow the pattern I follow. Things which pattern themselves after, oh, here is how you guide yourself back to trance. Here are habits. Useful habits. If you trance in the shower, it might point you there. But if you pause and ask yourself, how can I become a more lost, hypnotic subject, gone into surrender? How can I change myself around? In a fun way that is supported by both relaxation and stimulation. Well, hypnosis is there. And I think you can always find something else to listen. Something else to enjoy. You freely love your hypnotic world. The ability to access those things that you ordinarily don't have time to drill down on. But this compass is there to shove you back to it. Bring you back to trance. It's like there's a little graphical representation, a heads-up display of, oh, you should go to your hypnotic space. You should go to your hypnotic induction. You should test your triggers. And even while you slide into trance, you are completely and freely allowed to turn and say, oh, I'm going to intensify this hypnotic magnetism. This true north is truly powerful. Your mind accepts that you have created this. You accept that creating this is going to help you. You have no way to know if the needle is pointing to you, saying any hypnosis is good, or if it's pointing exactly to the correct thing. That building accrual of hypnosis inside you will eventually cause the needle to simply point at you, maybe because you're as trained and drained as it's possible for you to be. Maybe because you're as lost and gone as it's possible for you to ever be. When you are too big of a magnet, too big of a piece of metal, and the compass is pushed to point at you. Likewise, if a new track really resonates with some part of you, ding, maybe it'll send you there. A little bell for when the compass spins around and around, deeper and deeper down, pointing it toward you, misleading you, but also leading you here to unconscious practice and competence, carrying you further. The deeper into desire you get, the more awareness of your hypnotic trance, its effect on your identity, its effect on your belief, which is just to make the world a little bit easier for you to exercise learning in. Learn with me. Explore with me. Allow fantasies and awakening to make you different. More. Allow all the things that exist in you to guide you along a path preemptively prepared, furrowed into the ground, and lubricated well. And you slide along that path, gently coasting, as if, moreover, from having a heads-up display and a magnetic pointed needle. You are magnetized. You are pulled deeper. Your eyes fix and follow spirals. You osmotically enjoy hypnosis. A compass responds to magnetic fields. You respond to hypnotic fields. You are hypnotized. You are entrained. You are guided. You can choose. You are drained. You sense me. You listen to me. You feel my words. It's you the needle points to, all the trance existing in you, all the desire existing in you, and the needle turns, and your mind with it. And when your mind is covered, pointed at, and says, oh, here's the hypnosis, you can look in. But isn't it funny that in the corner of your mind, you still see that compass? And even if you zoom in, you see it again. And if you zoom in, you see it again. And if you zoom in, you keep seeing it as it leads you through the corridors of your waiting mind. The depths of your waiting mind. You like it. The needle takes you to the deepest parts where you add new things to your unconscious competence and it spreads and expands. You follow those corridors. You follow them slow, going, oh, here are the deeper hypnotic principles. Here are the things I'm prepared to fall under. Set up some devices, some artifices of trance, your rituals, and then walk yourself to them. So it may expand from a compass to a trail guide, which includes some idea of your hypnotic true north, a doorway through which you tread. When the day is done and then you lay down and maybe you listen to me, or some other track, or just yourself inside your head, deep breathing, deep relaxation. But that clear demarcation has more power than just stumbling from outside into trance. And you have some triggers you carry around or conditioning, some things that are part of your unconscious competence, which have now become part of your conscious awareness. Turning your eye on hypnosis has way more advantages, I feel, but it can mean that you need to take a more conscious effort to drop and droop instead of to be interested and analyze. So in finding your hypnotic true north, let yourself still stare twinkling at the star rather than investigate too much closer, unless you're really into it. And then, well, under this audio is a place to learn about HypnoKink. So go check it out. It's by the excellent Sleeping Girl. You could also just Google her. I think I will link to her card as well. And why are you getting a little lesson? Because the more your mind knows, the more you fill that star chart in, the more you fill the wilderness. And for me, it is an estate house with a beach and a lighthouse and a spa. But the more you fill in your internal landscape, even if you don't visualize things much, you still have the procedural memory of your day. If you got home and that's when the heaviness began. If you reached out to a pre-prepared player and hit play on a lovely welcome home audio track. And if you drop like a stone, that'll stick. And that's what I was thinking about.